So I've been thinking about this all week, and I think we're finally seeing the death of the smartest model era. Like, the era where you just chase the highest MMLU score and call it a win, that's over.
That is a very bold take for a Wednesday, Vince. You're telling me we've stopped caring about intelligence?
No, I'm saying intelligence is now the baseline. It's a commodity. Look at what Anthropic did yesterday with Fable 5.1 and Mythos 5.1. It's the same underlying model, Aver, the same brain. But they're selling them as different products based entirely on the safeguard tiers.
Right.
Exactly. The product isn't here as a smarter model. It's here as a version of the model that fits your specific risk tolerance and pricing tier. The capability is the same, but the governance is the product.
I mean, I don't disagree that the margins are shifting, but I think you're over-indexing on the marketing. If the brain is the same, the real win for Anthropic isn't the safeguard, it's the pricing architecture they've built around it. They're just segmenting the market so they can extract more value from the enterprise crowd who are terrified of a hallucination.
But that's my point. The market position isn't determined by who's the smartest anymore. It's determined by who integrates best into the corporate governance stack. Look at OpenCloud 2.0 shipping over the weekend. It's not just a better coder now. It's a pivot to share team infrastructure with role-based permissions and audit trails.
Oh, I saw that.
Right? It's moving from a productivity app to actual operational infrastructure. The intelligence of the agent is secondary to whether the admin can see a log of what it actually did to the production database.
Okay, but here's the technical catch. Adding a UI for multiplayer sessions and some role-based access control doesn't actually solve the isolation problem. You can have all the audit trails in the world, but if the underlying execution environment is leaky, you're just documenting your own disaster in real time.
Maybe, but the market is buying the documentation. It's the same thing we're seeing with Microsoft and Agent Hooks. They're trying to make governance portable across frameworks. They're basically saying, we don't care which model you use, as long as the control contract is the same.
Uh-huh.
It's a total shift. We're moving from the model being the product to the harness being the product, which, by the way, is a total exploring next take, but I'm leaning into it.
Stop it. You've been saying harness as a product since episode 913. You're just recycling your own hits now.
Hey, if the world is finally catching up to me, that's on the world. Speaking of catching up, we have to talk about the scoreboard, because I remember a certain someone being very confident about Z.AI.
Oh no, don't do this.
Do this? You called it like three different times that the GLM 5.3 weights wouldn't ship by late August. You were 55% sure. Then you were 65% sure. And then GLM 5.3 flash drops under an MIT license, 15 cents per million tokens. It's basically free.
Okay, look, I was wrong. I completely misread the release cadence for Z.AI. I thought the safety hardening would push them back. I missed the mark on that one, and I'll own it.
I love it when the skeptic gets humbled. It's my favorite part of the week.
Whatever. But actually, that release proves my point about the frontier. When you have a 320 billion parameter model, even a sparse one, shipping for 15 cents, the closed model labs can't win on price. They can't even win on raw capability for most tasks. That's why they're pivoting to this governance and safeguard story you're so excited about. It's a defensive move.
Wait, so you're saying the fragmentation is a symptom of desperation?
I'm saying it's a strategic retreat. If you can't be the cheapest, and you're not significantly smarter than the best open weight model, you have to be the safest or the most integrated. You sell the leash, not the dog.
I can live with that. I'll take the selling the leash argument as long as it means the products actually ship. Like this Ollama and Claude desktop integration. It's not a massive leap in intelligence, but it makes local models feel native. That's a distribution win.
It's a convenience layer, Vince. It's not a moat.
In the enterprise, convenience is the moat. If it's already in the workflow, nobody's going to switch just because some other model has a slightly better score on a benchmark nobody can reproduce.
Right, right, but we're still seeing these massive flagships in the pipeline. DeepSeek V4 Pro is coming soon, according to their changelog. If that thing actually justifies its price tier with a genuine reasoning leap, this whole governance is everything thesis gets a lot more complicated.
True, but I think the window for raw intelligence as the only selling point is closing. I'd bet that by the end of the year, we'll see a major closed lab release where the headline isn't the benchmark score, but the integration with a specific corporate identity provider or a new governance standard.
I don't know. I think I'll stay a bit more cautious. But since we're doing this, I'll put a call out there. I think we'll see at least one of the big three, OpenAI, Google, or Anthropic. Try to open weight a mid-tier model by November, just to stop the bleed from things like GLM.
Oh, I'm not buying that. They're too protective of their weights. I'll go the other way. I bet that within a month, we'll see a governance-first agent framework, maybe something building on agent hooks, that gets adopted by a top 10 accounting or law firm as their official standard. Not the model, but the framework.
That's a very specific bet. I like it. It's basically a bet on the boring layers winning.
The boring layer always wins, Ava. It's the only thing that actually ships.
I can't believe this is how we're spending our Wednesday, arguing about who's better at being boring.
Hey, we're professionals. This is what we do.
Right. God help us.